Bienvenidos to the 5050 Spanglish Podcast. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
In este episodio, we are talking about lo que es la parte 2 of the show, The Office. La Oficina, which is it still our favorite show?
Yes.
It's still our favorite show. We're going to be talking about the cultural things that we related to, the ones that not so much, and even La Oficina en Español, which is apparently a thing. So, all this and more.
Coming up.
Wolf.com!
Ryan, we're
this
doing
is how
a
you
dance.
Build a business.
We're doing a
this
dance.
Is how you make it in this country.
Y bienvenidos para atrás to the 5050, a Spanglish podcast donde somos de aquí y somos de allá. This is your host, Jesse.
And this is Jessica.
And welcome to our new listeners as well. We have new listeners, by the way.
Welcome.
They've been kind of trickling in, así que bienvenidos
That's
todos.
Nice.
And I also want to give a shout out to one of our listeners who's been listening to us for a bit. The Instagram profile goes to the name of Mickey and Mira, who relates to the podcast. They mentioned de que they listen to the podcast para aprender español. Así que me imagino que tengo que hablar un poquito más de español.
No, don't learn Spanish from us.
Dude, our Spanish sucks. It's not that good.
Nosotros, please, no.
No sabo. Yo no sabo.
No, our Spanish is so broken.
Ya sé que suena. Like, suena. Cuando, like, if I get closer to the mic, así como
okay,
que...
Okay, like, if you're trying to learn Spanish fronterizo, you know?
Casual Spanish.
Like...
This is mad casual Spanish.
This is... Yeah.
Yeah.
This but, isn't the Spanish they speak.
It's probably because I like
in Mexico.
Okay, you know, it's probably because I have a good voice. That's probably what it is. If I get close to the microphone, well, así como que like, damas y caballeros, okay. El día de hoy vamos a estar hablando sobre...
But thank you for listening. That's so sweet.
Yeah, so that's what they're listening. And she said that she relates to a lot of the things that we say.
Oh, okay.
And she is coming from, you know, growing... She says, and I can relate to so many cultural elements of growing up third culture, in my case, Serbian-American.
Oh, cool.
And then said, so thank you for what you do. No, thank you Aww. For listening. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. So,
yes.
You know, and that's here on the Instagram profile, Miki and Mira. Gracias. Muchas gracias. Sigue aprendiendo español con nosotros.
Yeah, you can learn that. Gracias is proper.
Gracias means domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Thank you.
Means thank you. Así que gracias. So, the 50-50 going back into their theme, which is The Office. All right, this is part two, you guys.
Okay.
This is where it gets serious, okay?
We had to break it down because
no,
Jesse
no more
got too excited.
No more shenanigans with this, okay? Let's get down to business. First of all, Toby Flenderson is the Scranton Strangler.
Okay.
Toby Flenderson is the one that was strangling all these people.
Because he went to Costa Rica and then came back?
He went to Costa Rica. The Scranton Strangler no venía para atrás. They didn't appear until after Toby came back from Costa Rica.
Uh-huh.
What did Toby break in Costa Rica?
His... Well, he had a thing around his neck, but they don't really say what happened.
He broke his neck. Okay. He said that he broke his neck ziplining.
Uh-huh.
And what is the choice of murder for the strangler? Breaking people's necks.
Okay.
Them.
So that makes him... He broke his own neck?
He was ziplining and there was an accident.
Uh-huh.
And he felt horrible and he's just the saddest character in the history of television.
Okay.
So what did he have to do? He wanted to make other people feel terrible. And how? The way he felt terrible.
But he was in the building when he passed by in the car.
No es cierto. He was not in the building.
How do you know he was not in the building?
Because in that scene, when they are chasing the Scranton Strangler, everybody is in Toby's desk. Michael was there. Kelly was there. In fact, we have seen scenes before of Toby getting out of his car, and it's the exact same make and model of the car that they were chasing down the street.
Okay. Well, I think you Googled this, but okay.
I did not Google this. This is something that I've seen, you know, and I...
You came up with this on your own conclusion. You did not go on Reddit or YouTube.
Okay, I might have gone on Reddit. And Reddit agrees that this is a story, okay?
Reddit agrees. Okay.
Toby Flenderson is the Scranton Strangler, and this is all we had to say about this show.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you all for listening.
To the... No es cierto. But I did have to get out that out there. I did have to lay it down.
Address it.
Okay. Do you think it's a hot take? Do you people are going to agree with this or not?
Do you
agree with this or not?
I don't care.
You don't know? You don't, what do you mean you don't care what the Scranton Strangler is?
I don't care.
Dwight said he was going to find it.
Pero siento que sí es un tema controversial.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to take Jesse up on a battle of who done it, I challenge you. I don't care.
Some people think it was Bob Vance.
Bob Vance. He's Vance, got like the mobster feel.
Yeah. From Vance Refrigeration. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyways.
So anyways.
So, pero calla, en serio, dejando el Toby en paz, let's get into like, you know, again, you know, just talk about The Office a little bit more. And do you, babe, even though we're Mexican-American, we never really sit down and watch a show to be like, oh, how does this make us feel as first-generation Mexican-Americans? We watch the show for yeah, what it no. is. We yeah. we see it at its face value. Uh-huh. We like The Office because it's funny. That's the biggest thing. There's, you know, people always want to see some bigger meaning to it. I'm a fan of that.
Yeah, you are.
I am a huge fan of that. Pero at the end of the day, if it's funny, it's funny. Mm-hmm. Si está en inglés and it's funny, me voy a reír. Si está en español and it's funny, me voy a reír.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a white guy or a Latino or whatever it is, you know, it's, and if it's funny, I'm probably going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, as far as I like to take it when it comes to entertainment. I don't like to take it beyond that because it can get into a mess that I don't even really want to touch into ahorita. However, having said all of that, when I think of The Office, I think it's very relatable to many different types of cultures. Si lo pensamos un poquito. Let me give you some examples. ¿Lista?
Okay.
For example, Michael Scott. Michael Scott, aparte of being completely mediocre, he is quite mediocre en la persona, right? He's not as smart as he pretends to be. He gets words wrong all the time. How the turntables. Right? You know, ¿cómo se dice? Smudgeness. You're very smudged and you're very gruntled. And, you know, sometimes he says a word in a sentence without really thinking. And sometimes he feels like exactly, he knows exactly what to do, but at the same time,
sí.
he has no idea what to do.
Pues siento que they depict like a really good example of sometimes how people, maybe when I worked before the health department, but a lot of people sometimes feel como que like, I know more than the manager. Or they have that sense of like almost kind of like how Stanley sometimes disrespects Michael, how like sometimes you feel like you don't respect them enough to always do what they ask of you, or maybe you do it, but like inside you're kind of like dreading it when it comes to your manager.
What do you mean?
I think they depict the manager employee relationship pretty well.
Oh, okay, like in the sentido de que he's distant, ¿verdad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's and.
No, I mean, he doesn't want to be distant.
He doesn't want to be
distant. But everybody else distance him.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, like Stanley, like there's people who feel like they don't respect them enough to like always abide by what they want in a respectful manner.
Pero in that same sentido, Michael is relatable to a lot of people in those ways. Like, first of all, I don't think any of us are as smart as we pretend to be, like Michael Scott is. Mm-hmm. Michael Scott pretends to be a lot smarter than what he actually is. And I feel like we fall a lot into that, and it's a tough pill to swallow a veces.
Why do you say we?
Because I want to include myself in this.
Oh,
and
I don't feel that way, but okay.
There's people that when their eyes are on them, they have to feel like, well, then okay, let's. If you're not into this, let me not lump you into this. Disculpame si te ofendí con eso. Okay.
No, no me ofendes, but like this is going out in the public.
Like, see, Michael Scott, whenever the camera was on, that's when he was trying to do the right thing, ¿verdad?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he was trying so hard to close that distance between him as a boss with his employees, that's relatable. This guy, if it wasn't for his position, if it wasn't for his management, if it wasn't for his office coworkers, he would have had no one.
Mm-hmm.
That's relatable. And we've seen this, de que when his relationships go south, when he invites people and they don't RSVP.
Oh, see.
We see how lonely Michael really is.
He wants to be part of an inside joke one day, Jesse.
One day he wants to be inside of an inside joke. He told Kelly that he's made so much guacamole and he's had to eat it all himself because every time he makes a party, he makes like a huge bowl full of guacamole.
Okay, but then you have the dinner party and it's like, okay, how do you want us to be over here all the time, Michael Scott, if you're just going to be all awkward?
Yo, that's, you know, like, that is relatable, man. There's people that give, for some reason, just, ay.
Pero honestly, like in a professional level, like you're not really supposed to as a manager.
Mm-mm.
You know,
so. Holly le dice la misma cosa when he meets Holly and they're discussing the issue with Meredith, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Scott says, well, you know, you have to put up a lot of things with family. And Holly says, this is not a family. this is a business. This is a company.
This is a workplace.
Uh-huh. You know, so Michael trying to really connect on a personal level with his employees, with his workers. That's relatable, man. That, like, in this corporate world que trabajamos nosotros, before the pandemic, when we were both working the long hours, and especially myself when I was working full time, like, you know, in offices, y eso, I spent more time working than being here at home.
Yeah, that's true.
So the reality for a lot of people aquí en este país is that they spend more time with their co-workers than with their families.
Yeah.
These are the people.
And they become really, really close.
Yeah. These are the people that you have holiday celebrations with, you know, that they celebrate their birthdays with, that they help each other out through anniversaries, that are there for when someone breaks up. Like, all of that happens in the office and all of that happens in the workplace aquí. Así que.
Well, with everyone. Yeah.
That is relatable. The fact that, por ejemplo, Jim and Pam are consistently trying to push themselves out of their comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
That's super relatable. Jim is the most boring person in the world.
He's ordinary.
People always see Jim as like this perfect husband, but it wasn't until he met Pam that he decided to try a little bit more.
That's a good thing.
Before meeting Pam, este guy no hacía nada. He was kind of going through life on cruise control, uh-huh, on autopilot.
Yeah.
He was boring. He was so boring, in fact, that the first time que lo miramos on scene was in season one, and he's explaining his job, y casi se duerme, él mismo explicándonos su trabajo.
Yeah.
He was so bored. He's like,
he doesn't even go travel when he said he was going to go travel.
That's how boring he is. And the only reason he wanted to go travel is because he was mentally breaking up.
Trying to get over
Pam. And I love how Ryan says, like, Jim has been eating the same ham and cheese sandwich every day for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
If I was a betting person, I would bet that he does not go to travel anywhere. And he doesn't. Mm-hmm. He ends up not even traveling because even that he cannot do. He finally gets together with Pam. ¿Y qué hace for the first time in his life? Tries.
Mm-hmm.
He steps out of his comfort zone and tries. Pam. Oh, don't even get me started with Pam. Same thing with Pam.
What, with her art school?
With her art school. With, like, just overall not being confident in herself, overall letting her fears kind of like run her life. I love how she mentions towards the end of The Office how it took her 3 years to realize that the man she was, like, the perfect man for her was 10 feet away from her.
Yeah.
And she comes to the self-realization that, I cannot let this happen again.
Mm-hmm.
That's when she finally decides to take a chance on Jim,
the job,
you know, the family,
the move. Porque no se quería mover.
Dude, taking a chance on these things
are
scary.
Why do I feel
scary?
Like we're doing like a film club dissection?
Because this is interesting, man. This is deep stuff, all right?
Okay.
This is what Andy said back in the hockey rink. Cuando le preguntan, hey, what songs do you want to play? I forgot the band he said. Do you remember the singer?
No.
I forgot the band that he asked for, pero dice, something, something band. Y luego dice, deep tracks only, no hits. And they play a hit and he's like, I said no hits. He wants deep tracks. This is where we're at right now in the office.
Okay.
This is deep tracks only. These are true Office fan moments right now. This is probably the most, but they're like half of the listeners right now. They're going to shut this off right here because they're like, Pero sabes qué? The true Office fans are in for this ride.
Okay.
Okay. So Jim and Pam stepping out of their comfort zone. That is relatable. No matter qué cultura somos.
Mm-hmm.
Nosotros, como hispanos, latinos, taking a chance. Para nosotros can be really difficult. Por ejemplo, moving somewhere where your family is not.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
for the majority.
That is difficult. ¿Cómo, mijo, que te vas a ir para allá?
Yeah, you see that more in your work now because you're trying to send kids to Colorado.
I'm like this job that I'm doing right now when I'm trying to send students over to a university in Colorado for a technical trade or a skilled trade. The issue that I'm coming up with is, ¿y mi hijo se va a ir hasta allá? Si nosotros.
Tan lejos.
¿Pero cómo?
¿Quién le va a hacer los dos burritos en la mañana?
¿Quién va a cuidar a Juan Francisco Federico? Mm-hmm. Like, relax, dude. They're fine. So, that's relatable. Another thing.
Uh-huh.
Dwight and Angela.
Love them.
These are very, very, how do I say this?
Strong
characters.
Strong-headed.
Strong-headed characters. And what do we see with them? Growth. Acceptance. Being able to open up their perspective on certain things and ideas.
Me encanta cómo es que, like, Angela's always, like, the judgy one, but she's also, like, she's not she doesn't act that much better than anyone else.
She's like pretends horrible. To be. Yeah, she's a whole, like she's a really bad person.
I mean, she's like super judgy and stuff, and she calls Pam the office mattress when like she was engaged to a guy and then cheated and on having him an affair with someone else, and then with the So it's just it's interesting.
And pero what happens to them? They have growth as a person. They realize that she's not as perfect as she claims to be. Mm-hmm. Dwight realizes that there's more out there than his single-minded, rural, you know, pre-industrial German roots. So we see growth there. Growth is relatable too.
I think once he stops like wanting to be manager, he grows.
He goes into like this level of acceptance.
He shoots the gun in the building and just messes his chances up, you know?
Shooting a gun in the office.
Shooting a gun in the office.
That's relatable. No, honestly, Aquí in Arizona, that's relatable. Yeah. Now, this is why I like this show because, en esos sentidos, it's more than just like a cultural thing. These are things that we see in the everyday thing. The mundaneness, the boringness of the everyday it's work ordinary. Life. That is so relatable.
Isn't that the point? That's what Pam says at the end. Isn't that the point?
Yeah, why they chose this paper company? Mm-hmm. Yeah, to just kind of get this very unenthusiastic, uninteresting place of work and make that the focus of this documentary que según estaban haciendo, they were able to capture things que nosotros, we all really related to. So, yeah, that those are all, I want to say, deep thoughts in cuanto the coolness of this episode or of this show of The Office. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more that I would like to get into, but
please don't.
I don't have the time. You know,
I don't want to listen to it either.
In a wow, wow.
Ay, pero es que, ¿por qué, porque llevo o más sea, de una década escuchándote, like to dissect the scenes.
¿Y qué tiene?
I've heard it all. I'm
no,
okay.
Pues no estoy hablando más contigo. Fíjate, estoy hablando con otras personas. Les, ¿sabías?
I'm gonna save them the time.
All right, I'm gonna open up a Patreon. All right.
I'm telling you, just take it up on Reddit.
I'm gonna do my spin-off podcast. That goes into deep thoughts of The Office.
If you made your own podcast, it would never get done.
Ay, thanks you for the vote of inspiration. Lo aprecio mucho.
Overall, saying, you need me.
I do need you, babe. I do. Overall, this show has been hilarious, thoughtful, inciting, like, you know, exciting, que diga, like, and I'm sad to see it go. I'm sad that it's no longer
on Netflix.
On Netflix.
Somewhere else that we don't want to pay for, but.
No, I refuse.
It's on
I refuse.
Peacock, right?
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
We
yeah.
can always move to the UK.
Gosh, can we like talk
let's
about
just
how...
Let's just move to the UK.
Can we talk about how annoying it is that we have a million different streaming services now?
Why? No, why?
Because, babe, like, when we canceled cable to not have all these millions of channels.
Mira, yo te voy a decir algo.
Dime.
A mí me encanta streaming services.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can pause it.
Okay, but that's not what I mean.
And you, to me, it's like, I'll watch TV when I want to and when I have the time to.
Yeah.
No me gustaba growing up when it was like, las doñitas, like, ah, ya, esta hora empieza la novela, so I have to stop what I'm doing because it's only going to come out at this time. And if I miss it, then I missed it.
Yeah.
I don't like living life that way.
No. I agree with all
so
of that.
So I like the whole.
I agree with all of that. Pero mira, when people had cable, when we had cable and satellite and DirecTV and all that stuff, we were paying $60 a month, digamos, ¿verdad?
Okay.
$60 a month we were paying a month for TV channels. And we're like, we're not even using this.
$60 a month we were paying a month.
We were paying $60 a month y nosotros decíamos, we're not even watching half of these channels. Así que, ¿qué hicimos? Yep. We canceled it and we only had Netflix, ¿verdad? Netflix and YouTube y decimos, con esto lo hacemos.
Con eso lo
hacemos. ¿Y qué empezó a pasar? They started taking off shows and they started putting them exclusively on their other streaming services. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is now a Amazon Prime exclusive. Now this is a Hulu exclusive. Now this is a Netflix exclusive.
I feel for Disney Plus
Disney
hard.
Plus exclusive, right?
Hard,
como quitaron all the Disney stuff.
After Hamilton, we took it off.
Okay, dude, so check this out. If we're paying for Hulu, if we're paying for Disney Plus, if we're paying for, you know, now Peacock, CBS All Access, Paramount Plus, Netflix, we're going back up to these $60 fácil. Fácil. You know what we have to do, babe? This is my $1 million idea.
Is that how much we pay on streaming service?
Not us. We only have Netflix and YouTube Premium.
Oh, okay. We're fine.
Yeah, that's it.
We have Amazon.
Oh, Amazon. Pero that's for like, that's like como que te lo tiran freebie, ¿verdad? Para ti. The Prime videos. You know what I'm going to do, babe? This is my $1 million idea. ¿Listo?
Okay.
I am going to make a streaming service that has all the streaming services included, and you can buy the packages in tiers. Like, do you want basic streaming services like Netflix and Hulu, or do you want streaming service plus that includes, you know, Netflix, Hulu, and Disney? Or do you want streaming package premiere, which is that plus like HBO Go and, you know,
Apple
Stars, Apple TV? It's going to be a streaming service meant to package all the streaming services. That's my $1 million idea. What do you think?
Go for it.
I basically described cable again. I know. we're going full circle with this, but that's what I'm going to work on right now.
Okay.
Así que, hey, if anybody sees that streaming service down the road, like let's say a year, 2 years, 3 years from now, acuérdense que yo lo dije primero.
Okay.
Yo lo dije primero.
Yo no sé cuántas veces has mirado Shark Tank and you're like, yeah, that was my idea.
Dude, I swear that there's somebody out there listening to me and they're just knowing that I'm spitting good ideas all the time. And they just like go and take it into development and
make it happen. Me acuerdo que tú decías, ¿por qué no hay wipes for guys?
See, dude. For how long was I saying that for? Forever.
For a long time. And then we were watching Shark Tank one time and salieron dude wipes. And you're dude like, wipes. No! ¿Por qué? And they're like at Target and I don't know how many other places.
I know. And I also
es la misma cosa. But in black packaging, and it's called Dude Wipes and has a dot.
Dude, that's what I'm telling you.
It doesn't have a baby in the front.
I don't want a
so
baby.
So what?
That's weird. That's all weird. Like some guy buying some baby product. Like that's weird. You know, like for yourself, that's mad weird. But a dude wipe, that's acceptable.
Oh, sí, me acuerdo una vez me dijiste. No sé, el Jesse tiene como bien sensitive skin. Y así me dijiste como que, I don't know what's wrong with my skin. I think I need a moisturizer. And I was like, I have a moisturizer. And you're like, no, but I want one for me. So, le tuve que comprar el Nivea that was like labeled for men in a black bottle. Like, it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
It might have like the Old Spice smell.
There you
big
go.
Big deal.
Sandalwood. Sandalwood all over.
I love sandalwood. I buy stuff that smells like, anyways.
I know, but no. No, it has to be labeled for and then I'll buy it.
We've talked about this.
Another idea que tuve también yo fue de que, por ejemplo, I was like, I am so tired of like everything falling in that little crack del carro, that little wedge or that little gap that like my fingers don't fit. I can never get it out.
The phone always falls
through. Ahí se cae el teléfono, ahí se caen los hachitos, todo.
Don't please don't eat hachitos.
Mis french fries, todo. So I was like, we need something to stop it. ¿Y qué salió en Shark Tank?
Yep.
The car stop. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that was my idea. Dude, they're stealing my idea. Mm-hmm. I was the first one to think about the Ring doorbell.
What? When was that?
The Ring doorbell. I told my mom a long time ago.
Oh, okay. You told your
mom. I was like, Mom, mira lo que sabes lo que ocupamos. We need a way for us. I remember when the iPhone first came out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, this has a camera and it connects to the internet. I can't wait until we can see like the security cameras from our door. And she's like, why would you want that? That is so crazy. Yeah, tiene mi mamá uno ahorita.
She can't live without it.
She has one right now. I'm telling you.
Can we talk about my maybe not $1 million idea, but like my dream that was stolen from me?
Sí.
Locally.
A ver.
Yo te dije, wouldn't it be cool to open a coffee shop and call it Cafecito? Didn't I tell you that?
Yes, you did.
And I was like, oh, how cute. Like people would be like, ay, vamos por un cafecito. Vamos al cafecito. Like that's so cute. And 5 years later, Cafecito was born.
Hey, by the way, they're like being voted for like, you know, best cafe or like local.
They're
business,
so cute. I'm happy that it's a cute, local, legit, local.
They do for the community.
Like everything is just awesome.
Yeah. They,
from, they're, like, they're really doing me a solid.
Yeah.
They can have the name.
Yeah. Yeah. We thought about it 5 years ago. I don't know. Maybe they thought about it.
I don't know about we. I
like how I threw myself in there.
You always do.
We thought ourselves. Yeah, that's true. Maybe they did it a little bit before then. Maybe they had it. And if it started, they started small.
All I'm thinking is like, we just have we have a similar brain. That's great.
Yeah. 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 And if you haven't, you know, we'll probably, you know what? Now? I'm going to put the link now. So people, I think they have like a day or two to vote for like.
Best, you know, coffee.
Yeah. Like best, like local.
Oh, they're doing that coffee thing where you vote like, uh-huh.
Yeah. 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 So
please definitely stop voting for Chili Pepper. They always win.
Que te hace el chili pepper? Why are you so mad at them?
Give it to somebody else.
To who? Like, who else is out there? El Taco Bell.
No, ese tacos en birria place or birria tacos.
What about it?
That looks pretty cool.
That's not chili pepper though.
They're new.
Nah, nah. Dame hepatitis A like chili pepper did once and then talk to me. All right.
Should we do an episode with local, where we talk about local places?
Yeah, we should definitely do that one day.
I mean, everybody knows where we're from.
So. All right, going back to the office. Oh. We got sidetracked.
This is what happens when Jesse doesn't prepare for his podcast.
We got sidetracked. No, it's not.
You, and then I sat what? Here and then, you know, you know what he told me?
What?
I was like, do you have your bullet points? And he's like, nah, just go with it.
Shouldn't go with
so
it.
So I'm here just going with
we're
it, bro.
We're going to do it live, all right? But I want to get back to this. I want to say, in a nutshell, The Office is funny. We let, you know, I said that I was sad to let it go. Now let's talk about algo that just does not work. Okay. Now, sometimes Tuyo can kind of go back and forth of if we hear something in English and we also hear it in Spanish, we tend to pick a cual nos gusta mejor. Yeah. And we're not necessarily exclusive. Like, a ti te gusta una
Shrek canciones. En español esta machine.
A mí me gusta más en inglés.
Okay.
And I've said it.
Yeah.
Right? Pero Shrek en español is great.
It's probably one of the first doblados.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doblados that they actually tried.
They actually tried to translate and then Tangled
With
Chayanne. Con Chayanne y Dana Paola.
Y cuando canta.
Was great. Oh, cuando canta.
Yeah.
Great.
Great.
Yes.
There's some, you know, and sometimes when we hear something in Spanish, it just hits different.
Yeah.
Like when we're talking about los announcers del fútbol, ¿verdad? Mm-hmm. In English, it's like, oh my God, Blanco, he did such a great goal. Versus like, bienvenidos mis aficionados del fútbol. Like, you know, like it's richer, nos gusta más.
It has more enthusiasm.
See, all of that. Pero, The Office, doblado en español, it does not work.
No.
It does not work.
¿No le hablaron a tu friend el que hizo el campeones? ¿Cómo se
llama? No, al ¿cómo se llama? Mi compa, el Silva, who made the rola for Supercampeones.
They should have called him when they were doing The Office.
You know, I think they, I don't know if they went for like the cheapest dobladores or like, you know, traductores. I don't know what it was, pero algo que nunca me ha gustado de la gente que dobla like un show, una movie, es cuando no le echan ganas. Cuando no le echan ganas to like the way that they're speaking is just, ay, it doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound natural. ¿Quién habla así en español?
No, you can't pick up the essence of the characters.
Creo que, first of all, it's really difficult to just put something in Spanish.
Yeah.
Because Spanish is very different in muchas culturas.
Yes. You can't just throw Spanish as a blanket over all of us. Our Spanishes are so different.
Seated. Like, I mean, our Spanish fronterizo is very different to Spanish in Morelia, you know, and that's all Mexicanos, right? Que ni se diga el español cubano, el español, you know, caribeño, dominicano.
Español, España.
And it's both. You know, like, dude, forget it. It's algo muy difícil. However, they always try anyways, and it doesn't work. So check this out. We love The Office. This is a scene when they are at an office, they're at a boat party. And Michael has this great idea to have a morale boosting event by going and renting this boat and like having a party on it. It's a great scene. It's cringeworthy and it's hilarious. But in Spanish, ustedes díganme if it works. Here we go.
Mi presentación. Concurso de baile. Muy bien, será un concurso de baile motivacional. Dele. Sí. Muy bien. El baile es una primitiva forma de arte usada en la antigüedad para expresarte con tu cuerpo y comunicarte.
Yikes.
I mean, if that scene wasn't already cringy enough.
A veces debes tomarte un descanso del papel del jefe que siempre está tratando de enseñarle cosas a la gente. A veces solo eres el jefe que baila.
And then, like, you have this other scene when they're, like, talking, ¿verdad?
Con nosotros. ¿Llevabas mucho esperando?
No mucho.
Bien.
Oh, Jan, ¿qué pasó?
Jan.
Michael.
¿Murió Gold? ¿Qué sucedió?
Michael, nos divorciamos, ¿está bien?
Oh.
Lo lamento, disculpa.
Wow, ¿estás bromeando? ¿Quieres hablar sobre eso?
Michael, una mesa para tres, ¿quiere?
¿Cuándo pasó?
Es una reunión.
¿Cristian?
Por aquí, por favor.
Después de ti. Gracias.
It's just, ay.
Empezaremos por repasar las necesidades del condado.
Muy bien. Bueno, el condado de Lackawanna no ha sido inmune al lento crecimiento económico de los últimos 5 años. Mm. Así que para nosotros, el pan de cada día son las reducciones de gastos.
¿Papas fabulosas?
¿Qué?
¿Es este chili, Steve?
Deberíamos compartir unas papas. Son fabulosas. ¿Quieres, Christian? ¿Unas papas?
Seguro, sí.
Bien, perfecto. Escucha, Megan, unas papas fabulosas, extra fabulosas. Ahora.
That's it. That's all I can take.
¿Qué son papas fabulosas?
They don't even get that right, okay? Because what Michael orders is the awesome blossom.
Yeah,
which is onions.
Yeah.
And he orders the extra awesome. Mm-hmm. Pero pues, ¿cómo se dice awesome blossom en español?
No existe.
Tal vez no existen. ¿Quieres un awesome blossom? Like, just call it what it is, you know?
Una flor de... ¿Cómo se dice onion?
De cebolla. ¿Quieres unas cebollas empanizadas?
Extra fabulosa.
Extra fabulosas. Así, like, you know, you could say something like that.
Yeah, it's hard to translate.
I mean, I'm not saying that it's the easiest thing in the world. I know there's certain things que no se hacen translate en español al 100%. Por ejemplo, like a banana split. How do you say banana split en español?
Banana split.
Le dicen un banana split. Es un banana split, ¿verdad?
Sorry.
And I frases como esa. So they could have gone that route, but they didn't. They just changed the menu altogether. And he ordered French
pero
fries.
Pues así, ajá, sí son, pues así. Dude. Ni modo. They have to do what they have to do.
Sí, pero like, okay. Aparte de las papas, because I don't really care about the papas, my problem is that the soul is gone.
Yes.
It's not funny. It's not really fitting the character of what Michael is.
Yeah, I can see that.
And it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Mil veces, the otra versión, una versión chilena, ¿sabías que la Office salió with their own version in Chile?
Okay. ¿En español?
En español. And the first episode, season 1, episode 1.
The pilot?
The pilot episode. They follow basically the exact same script that the Office here in the United States follow, which also, of course, is the exact same script in the UK.
Oh.
Bit by bit. And listen to this and how it sounds. Yeah. This is the bit where, ¿cómo se llama? The office manager is introducing the temp and Dwight gets upset at Jim because Jim is pranking him and, you know, Mike wants to defuse the scene.
A la camita.
Te voy a presentar acá a Diego de ventas, pibe, estudiante de práctica.
Hola.
Y acá tenemos a Christian Miller, es bombero, así que ten cuidado, te pasa con la manguera todo el día en la mano, por eso está tan demacrado también.
Christian Miller, gerente asistente de sucursal.
No, asistente del gerente de sucursal. En mi mano derecha está todo el día atrás mío. Que no se entienda mal eso. Muéstrale la radio que teniste, una radio increíble este gallo. Escuchamos todas las comunicaciones, todo lo que pasa en el bar.
Manuel.
¿Ah? ¿Qué pasa? Tranquilicémonos. A ver, está el juez acá. ¿Qué pasó? Yo voy a ir y mirar.
Oh. Puso la radio dentro de un completo. Es tercera vez que lo hace y ni siquiera fue divertido la primera vez.
¿Pero por qué hiciste eso, Diego?
¿Sabes que no me gustan los completos, que soy alérgico a la salchicha?
Ah, oh, bueno, por eso también.
Oye, Cristian, ¿pero cómo sabes que fui yo?
Cállate. Mira. Okay. Ya, pero mire, ¿pero cómo voy a desperdiciar comida, hombre, por Dios? ¿Pero cuánta gente puede alimentarse con ese completo? A mí me carga esta cuestión, porque de verdad, el hambre en el mundo para mí es un tema, sobre todo la pobreza que hay en Chile, especialmente las poblaciones calladas.
Okay. Pero no es todo un delito. Quiero que lo disciplines inmediatamente.
¡Disciplínate, niño!
Okay.
En la oficina. Ahora hay que saber cuándo parar.
Question.
En este caso,
was the other one with Mexican characters?
What other one?
The other Spanish one.
The one that we just listened to? I don't know. They don't sound Mexican.
No. Pero estos son chilenos.
Sí.
Actores chilenos.
Sí.
Was the other one actores mexicanos or was it the American cast speaking Spanish? Over it.
Well, this is the one that we just listened to previously, not the Chileno version.
Uh-huh.
Was the regular Office.
Okay.
It's Michael Scott.
Uh-huh.
It's Steve Carell.
Uh-huh. Pero está doblado en español.
Está doblado
okay,
en español.
This is different porque
is different.
Los chilenos son actores chilenos.
Sí.
It's not Michael Scott doblado en chileno.
And he's like
español.
Instead of finding the stapler in Jell-O, he finds it in this sandwich called a completo, which me imagino que es un platillo
típico.
Más típico para uh-huh. allá. So this makes...
They tried more. But I also feel como que tener actores es diferente que nomás voiceover.
100%.
Yeah.
Voiceover is just like, you know, this is, it's lazy.
Yeah.
It's lazy. Maybe they could have invested. Maybe they could have, like, you know, really get some quality people who really put their soul into this. But oh, this was just seen as a lazy attempt of, ah, pues aquí les va en español for the sake of being in español.
I mean, isn't that sometimes Mexican vibes all over? Like la piñata del Tweety, you know?
Ay, pero like, eso de perdida es cultural a la cultura mexicana, you know? Por ejemplo, esto de
okay,
aquí.
Okay, sorry. La okay. Piñata del Spider-Man, que like, no es el Spider-Man.
O sea, that it's just copyrighted without an intent, yes, with the care in the world.
Yes.
Yeah, like, eso sí entiendo, pero mira, por ejemplo, this Chileno version of The Office, it's the production value is bad. It's not really high quality, pero they're trying to make it relatable to their culture.
With the integrity of the individual characters of with, Dwight. Yeah. Even the outfit.
Like, even the outfit. This guy looks like Dwight. He's like all stuck up and he has like a, you know, he's a stick in the mud. The office manager who is pretending to be the Chileno version of Michael is just, you know, completely
goofy
and inappropriate.
Yeah. O sea, and Jim is Jim.
Intentaron todo eso and I have to applaud him for that.
Yeah.
Versus the...
I don't think I would watch it, but...
No, it's not for us. You know, no es algo que...
No le voy a entender.
No le entendemos al humor.
Yeah.
No le entendemos al humor, pero me imagino que las personas allá were like, ah, okay. Like,
yeah.
De perdida le agarraron un poquito más. Versus, pero, ¿sabes qué? If you had to make me choose.
Yeah, of course. If I had to make you choose.
You would probably choose the Chileno version.
The Office is not on Netflix. Should we just give this a chance?
We probably just watch this instead because, you know, there's no way I'm going to watch this doblado version. It does not work. No. It does not work.
Anything that says, oh cielos in it, it's just.
Dude, like, and they say it on this one. They're
of
like,
course they do.
Dicen caracoles. Y que diablos. Y like, ¿quién habla así, dude? Like, I've never met somebody que habla así. I never met somebody que diga, pues fíjate que la otra vez que estábamos con mis camaradas, tuvimos un momento fenomenal. Y nos las pasamos de
caracoles.
Maravilla. Let's try that. Let's try that right now.
No, I'm not in. I'm
pues
not
como
for
te
it.
Estoy
no,
diciendo, no, Jessica,
no.
Yo tengo ya años haciendo este podcast de forma divertida. Mm-hmm. Dude, nadie habla así, dude. Nadie habla así. Like, you know, like, de perdida, whichever, if you're a voice doblador, like voice actor que habla en español and this is your job and you're listening to this podcast right now, let me tell you.
Échale. But is it their fault or is it the writer's fault?
I think it's their fault. I think it's the actor's fault.
Okay.
I really do think it's the actor's fault.
Maybe they, like, alguien viene acá como que, like, bien naturalito trying to push the boundary and then they're like, nah, we need it like this.
Yeah, and they probably get fired and they probably get some other voice actor who does it because he doesn't
or
care.
Or because he or she wants to keep their job, they just do what they say.
No, no me importa. No me importa. That's still your fault. That is still your choice. You chose to deliver a so-so product, and now we have to pay for it.
Pero again, vuelvo a decir, Shrek changed the game.
It did. Shrek changed the game for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Because Eugenio Derbez did something that que no hemos visto en traducciones since, like, you know, ever.
Mm-hmm.
All of
we
a sudden, it was good.
Yes.
All of a sudden, it was fun. All of a sudden, it was relatable.
And accurate.
Come on.
To what the English version wanted it to be.
That line when Donkey's like, you know, like, ay, disculpen, no soy burro. Uh-huh. Lo que pasa es que me aburro.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on, that's funny, you know? That's well thought out. That's witty. That's clever. That's Eugenio Derbez just delivering great material.
Yeah.
Versus whatever this is, dude. And you know what? Traducciones weren't always bad. Because I remember when I was watching, like, you know, the anime, like Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball was cool in Spanish, man. Like, it was, you know, like the...
Do you prefer it in Spanish?
I personally did, more than English.
Pero piensas que es porque tú creciste con eso.
But
es
they como really, nostalgia. But they really did try. Like, when Goku was mad, he's like, ¿qué estás haciendo, Vegeta? Ah! And then when he was screaming, just said, like, power up. Ah! Like, yeah, like, it was an actual scream. It wasn't like, me voy a ser más poderoso. you know, like he was feeling cuando el Goku dice un kamehameha en español, bro. Lo dice con el corazón. El kamehameha.
Okay, we need to go. I think that's where we end this.
All I'm saying is that there's a lot of things que funcionan en español. This was not one of them.
The office and en español, no. Pero en chileno. Perhaps.
And it's a shame because va a haber muchas personas que van a ver este show en español y van a decir, this is not funny. Why do you think this was funny?
Yo no sé por qué pegó tanto en los Estados Unidos.
Oh, no, santo cielo. Si tal vez te la pudiera explicar de una forma más natural, te reyeras un poquito más.
This is the most Spanish you've talked.
I speak Spanish ironically.
To make fun.
Pero es que el español es un lenguaje tan bonito. Mm-hmm. Es una forma...
Pero es como dijiste tú, o sea, es tan bonito, sí. Right? Mm-hmm. And we have our inside jokes and mm-hmm. like our cultural inside jokes and stuff, mm-hmm. but things don't translate sometimes.
You're right. It doesn't translate. Maybe I should cut him some slack.
Maybe.
Or maybe they should just hire me. Speaking of hiring, if you're looking for voiceover services con alguien que le va a dar empeño, alguien que le va a dar sazón,
en inglés
que le
va a dar, y en español.
English or Spanish.
Que entiende las dos culturas.
Entiendo las dos culturas. Man, I can be funny in English y puedo ser gracioso en español.
No, please don't do that.
If you're looking for some type of creative content for your business, feel free to check out today's sponsors, which is the 5050 Media. That is the 5050 Media, where we offer creative consulting on whether you want to create your own podcast, whether you need photos or videography for your business. That's what we specialize in, creating content for your business and for your brand. Let us help you tell your story and connect with more people. And that is the 5050 Media. Thank you for sponsoring este episodio. Y con esto vamos a dejar this show about The Office. I think I ranted enough about the Spanish dubs thing.
Enough is enough, Jess.
I can discuss this for hours, dude, okay? For hours and hours and hours. Kind of like Robert California. I'm surprised we didn't talk about it more. We need to have a part three where we discuss only Robert California for 40 minutes. Just
no,
Robert
Jesse,
California.
No, por Dios.
All right, everyone. Aquí la vamos a dejar por hoy. Muchas gracias all for listening to
The 5050.
Oh, yeah. Threat level midnight makes all the girlies feel all right. From Madonna to Madeleine Albright. Threat level midnight. It's a threat, a level threat. He's the greatest hockey star I ever seen yet. Threat level what? Midnight. Threat level who? Michael's gone. Threat level why? Apartheid. Gotta fight it. Free Mandela. Peace, I'm out.
And that was it for this episode of the 5050, donde hablamos of, you know, why we like The Office. Funny is funny. And I know, don't if you're going to watch The Office and all you know is Spanish.
No lo hagan.
No lo hagan. Watch it in English. Ve aprende inglés, por favor. It's not good, you guys.
Cálale en inglés.
It's not good. It's bad. It is so bad. Ay, qué lástima. Me da pena. Like, you know, me da lástima eso. Because, like, it's such a good show para que vengan y la estropeen así con ese español.
Okay, this is the outro.
So, I'm still mad about this.
Yeah, I can see that.
I'm gonna
rolling on to it.
Okay. I'm going to let it go, babe.
Let it go.
The Office, you will be missed.
Goodbye.
I haven't seen you in 3 months. And talking about you now.
And it shows.
Talking about you now makes me realize that my life would be incomplete without you. Si no fuera por ti, no sé quién fuera yo como una persona. I don't know who I would be without you. And I know that this just sounds like something that I would tell my wife, pero she knows where The Office stands in my relationship. So okay. she's not gonna question this right now. Don't question this, baby.
No, I'm not questioning it. I mean, I feel like hot take. Lo que pasa es que we had just started rewatching Parks and Rec.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm more mad at the fact that Parks and Rec.
That one was just.
Also, they took it off.
And it was ripped out under us.
Uh-huh, from under us.
From under us.
De que no me dio chance de procesar y de, you know, try to binge it more because I had just started. We had just started it again.
Yeah. Eso fue una grosería de parte
and
de
I was
Netflix.
Just like, what? No, all of a sudden, like, it was gone.
Fue una grosería de parte de Netflix. No puede ser. Es más, voy a cancelar mi Netflix
so
hoy.
I'm more mad at that than The Office because The Office I've watched so many times and I feel like during a pandemic, we watched it at a, ¿cómo se dice? Como at a satisfying amount to let it go.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Pero,
I'm okay.
Pero el otro?
But Parks and Rec, no. I was just like, excuse me.
Lo entiendo. I'm going to cancel my Netflix. Todos cancelen su Netflix, por favor.
Let's boycott.
All right, let's boycott it. Pero The Office will be missed. forever lives in my heart. I love The Office and all of you guys who love it as well. Welcome to the club. Los quiero mucho for listening. We're all one big Office geeky family.
Yeah.
Así que you are the Phyllis to my Bob Vance.
Oh, wow.
You are the Kelly to my Ryan.
Yeah.
I
feel like I'm more Ryan. You're Kelly.
You're the Moe's to my Dwight.
Yes.
You are the Turtles to my Michael Scott. You are my Spaghetti to my Daryl.
What about the Gabagool?
You're the Gabagool to the insurance guy. You're my Chili to the Kevin.
Aw, yeah. The Chili to my Kevin.
I love you more than Pretzel Day.
Wow.
Everything's fine on Pretzel Day.
It's pretty top tier.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
Before that, if you all enjoyed this episode, check out our website. Guess what? Our website is revamped.
It's looking fancy, man.
And it's looking
You're
pretty
good.
Check out the 5050.com. That is thefiftyfty.com. If you want to schedule a free consultation regarding what your media content needs are, you can do that right now. It's there available. Go book a free consultation. We're here to help. We're here to help you, you know, create whatever content that it is you're trying to do, whether it's for your business, whether it's for your social media, whether it's for your brand. Estamos aquí para ayudarte. Gracias again to our sponsor, the 5050 Media, where we offer creative content solutions. And also check out our Instagram, the.50fifty. Thank you all so much for adding into the comments. They did a great job in giving us the best Michael Scott and Scott quotes. You know, Michael Squat quotes.
You did it with like a Brooklyn accent.
I know.
Squat.
Michael Squat. Cool. I can't even do it again. Pero en verdad, everyone, muchas gracias. And as always, thank you all for listening to
The 5050.